Yes, hello and welcome along to Drive Time Sport here on CRY 104 FM. We've plenty to talk about over the course of the next hour. Really is an action-packed programme this weekend with so many great interviews, and always great to highlight our local success, which we will be doing, as I said, between now and 6 o'clock. But we're going to start in the same place we did last week. We're going to welcome Sean Power of Power Fitness to the programme. And firstly, we'll say hello to you, Sean.
How are you doing, Barry? Thanks for having me back again.
Yeah, very, very good to have you along once again, Sean. Of course, look, we've been touching base over the course of the last couple of weeks. And I suppose, firstly, I'd like to thank all the people that have been stopping me, whether it's out in the street walking or even a couple of people have seen me trying to run around Tower Park up there at the top of Blackwater Heights. So thanks for all the encouragement along the way. But I suppose, firstly, we'll start off with an update of how I got on this week and my weigh-in, of course, this morning, which I was down another 2 pounds, Sean.
Yeah, so you're down another 2 pounds there, so that's 7 pounds in total. It's about half a stone, which is great going. I think it's around 3 kilos or just over 3 kilos, which is brilliant, like healthy weight loss for the first kind of two and a half kind of 3 weeks going into week three, so that's great going. And you feel better in yourself as well. You said you were back at the park run there on Saturday. How did that go for you?
Yeah, I'm very happy actually, Sean, because I would have had, I would say, a couple of runs prior to the park run, and obviously the park run is 5 kilometres, and you know, even before the park run, I remember one morning heading up and planning on doing 5k, and it just didn't happen for me that morning. I had to stop after 2.5 miles, and then 2 days later I'd done 5 kilometres, and I said going up to the park run, look, I'm just kind of going to kind of get around here, I'm not going to be breaking any records or anything like that. And I had a time of about 27 minutes in my head, so I ended up doing, I think it was 25:15, so I was in much better shape than I thought I was, you know, going with my weight and my training. So I definitely surprised myself big time last Saturday.
Nice one. Yeah, you're definitely feeling better on yourself anyway from talking to you, and you had like your nutrition nailed down and your hydration as well and your sleep as well, which is massive. I wish my sleep was as good as yours.
Yeah, no problem in that department. I always definitely get my kind of 8 hours, any 7, 8, 9 hours. But just in terms of, I suppose, as I had said to you, you know, shins were playing up, and you know, the training, I think I did leave myself down, to be honest, with training over the course of the last week. I suppose when I couldn't run, I'd done the workouts one day and just didn't enjoy them, if I'm being totally honest, and you know, I should have been out walking and stuff like that. So it's a bit of a kick up the backside, if I'm telling the truth, but I suppose that's just part of the process.
Look, that's part of it, like injuries and these little niggles will come our way, but before maybe you might have ploughed on, but I was telling you, don't cut back on the runs. We'll try a home workout and some walks, and you did that. I know you wanted to go for runs, but sometimes you have to kind of take a step back to go forward. So fair play for that. Well, you did good on that. And I know you might have enjoyed the home workouts, but at least you got the head down and you did them.
Exactly, yeah. And look, to be honest, I still think I'm not 100%, but I'm going to ring that park run in the morning anyway, no matter what happens.
Well, take it easy. We'll see how your shins are. You should be recovered by now. But you're doing great so far anyway. And long may it continue. Like you're more conscious of your food, and you're getting out for more walks as well, and staying on top of your hydration. You're ticking all the boxes, and that's why the weighing scales is going down, and that's why you're feeling better in yourself as well, and your sleep is spot on. Just well done.
Yeah, that's it. So look, we're looking ahead now to the third week, Sean, and to be honest with you, I'll be hoping for a big result this week. So what's the advice?
We're going to do more of the same this week. We're still conscious of those shins, so we'll see how that park run goes in the morning, and we're setting up your training for next week. Like, it's dependent on the shins, either 2 runs and 2 home workouts, or we can cut back on one of those runs and do an extra workout there at home. We're keeping the nutrition then more or less the same, because you added more protein sources to your food last week, so we're keeping that. And we're going to look at more, depending on your runs and that, more nutrient timing around your runs, especially before that park run, because that's match day for you. So we want you in the best shape possible for that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I suppose, look, Sean, we're coming into a busy summer period now for many. Good weather is starting to come, and you know it's the perfect time for people, you know, to get into shape, because you know the evenings are long, and you know long days, and great chance for people to get out and you know go for their walks or whatever kind of training they're interested in doing.
Exactly, yeah. So look, we've loads of time, we've loads of hours now in the day. I mean, it's bright till nearly 11 o'clock at night, so we've no excuse but to get out, and the sun is shining as well. So my advice would be get out in that fresh air and enjoy it while we can. There'll be a long winter there.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Very, very, very well put. And finally, because we're almost out of time for this week, as I said, it's certainly a busy show over the course of the next 50 minutes or so. Look, obviously, you've got your own website, SeanPowerFitness.com. You're, you know, very, you know, accessible on Instagram and Facebook and all that. And, you know, you're always open to people getting in contact with you.
Yep. So my June intake of coaching is open. I've opened spaces. I haven't opened them in a few months, just because I've been so busy, thank God. So if anyone's interested in coaching, then please drop me a message and we can see where I can help you out. And even if you're not interested in coaching, you just have a question about your nutrition or diet or anything, pop me a message and I'm always happy to help.
Yeah, brilliant stuff, Sean. Look, thanks for the help over the course of the last couple of weeks. And listeners, watch this space over the course of the next couple of weeks, because regardless of my shins, I'm going to put in an unbelievable week over the next 7 days. So tune in again next week at 5 o'clock. Sean Power Fitness, thanks so much for joining us on the programme.
Thanks a million, Barry.